Okay, and just to sort of hopefully wind up here, getting back to the idea of when one person wants something and other person that has to do with another person and the other person wants something else, that we're not talking about here if I desire something powerfully enough and that it's possible to create against somebody else's free will something.
You cannot go against another person's free will, but in your realities, you will create this.
Okay, that's good to, I'm going to give a lot more thought to that, to letting people know that there are these other realities that they've created this and that they can have the experience of that creation.
They will experience it in person in one of their realities, and they will have the fun of experiencing it here, even if it is only in their imagination. But it is done.
Yeah,
when it is asked for, it is done.
That's a really good thing to keep in mind, because I think it, when we do that, it lessens the likelihood that we're going to be focusing on the not having and on the lack of the thing, which is, you know, turns out to create the opposite of what we want.
Exactly.
So I really appreciate that that piece of information, that reminder about on another level, in these other dimensions, it really is created, the desire, and that we can experience that to some extent.
And how wonderful that you can experience it differently in more than once. So you create it in your realities, and you create it in your mind, and enjoy the creation on all levels.
Yeah, it just makes it sound like there's so much more going on than we usually are paying attention to.
Exactly.
It seems like we've got a lot to learn about our potential to.
There is much potential, and we say hooray to all of us in the physical and non-physical as we expand.
Hooray.
And so we send you blessings.
And blessings to you. Thank you so much.